You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we come together every week to hear your stories, comment in a coaching way, so that you can get better body confidence, LOA style. So if you go on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, you can see two action figures, and we're body confidence with Sharon Shrieky, Sheila Jones, and Stephanie Wood, LOA style. So before we go into what our story is for today, Sharon, what you're up to?
Hey, I am up to all kinds of coaching, but my favorite is relationships, because that's what makes the world go round for me. And so I love to help people out there. I put my offer out to email me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And I'm offering actually two slots a week for any question. And, you know, Stephanie and I offer anyone who wants to write in a situation that they're having or a problem or any kind of thing that they're going through. We offer free coaching around that that topic, a free coaching session. Both of us do. And we love to, of course, without names, bring it onto the show and really bring solutions so that we can give you clarity. And how about you, Steph?
Oh, I loved how you said that. Bring solutions so you can have clarity. That was really very coach-like. Thank you. Everybody should learn from that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So you can reach me at Body Awe. Yeah. Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. There's a contact link there. But what I most want to know is, like, we're all staying at home right now, but you could reach me at my toll-free number at 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, and whatever you share with me, I will share with Sharon as well, so you get two coaches for one. And what you'll do is, when you dial that number, you'll leave your cell phone number in case I can't see it, a good time and date that we can meet for about 20 minutes, and I'm in Eastern Standard Time, so please tell me what time zone you're in. And what you'll get in return is an uplifting body confidence coaching experience. So what Sharon and I are doing lately is, a lot of people come to us with some business challenges and how they can use their body confidence techniques and tools to better themselves through any challenge. So with that said, Sharon, this woman wrote earlier this morning, I'm going to use her words. I am very intimidated by my business partner and struggle to speak up honestly. I need to grow in confidence. How can becoming more body confidence help me? So what came out to me is her words. Intimidation and struggle. Speak up honestly. So you, as a coach, when you hear those words, how would you coach her around the language that she's using that's not helping her?
Yeah, no, for sure. That language sounds like she she needs to first know who she is. I think, you know, somebody who speaks like that is not really, is needs to first build up herself, you know, who she is and what she's contributing. It could be that sometimes we perceive other people as, you know, smarter or strong, you know, better or more of a contributor. And we downplay our own strengths. And so that's what pops up for me right away. What pops up for you, Mike?
Well, I wrote down in my notes, as we would have a conversation, intimidation, struggle, speak honestly. And we talked about this in another call. So if I did my T-tool, as Law of Attraction has told us, where we put a line across the top and one down the middle, on the left-hand side we put on all the negative stuff that we're saying, and then on the right side we reword it to being more clear, to help us, more positive. Okay, So if you were this person and you're saying to me intimidated, I would say, okay, what would be the reverse of that?
I would say the reverse of intimidated would be empowered.
Okay.
Empowered.
Okay. How about, okay, struggle. What would you do with that?
Struggle would be ease, would be, I think that would be confidence in decision making. I think ease, you know, when a person feels confident in who they are, they have ease. Their decisions are clear because they know who they are and they make those decisions based on who they are and what they know. And so I think that what's necessary is for her to first know who she is. You know, what is she giving? What is she creating? And how is she, does she contribute to the relationship? And then I actually sat down and I wrote a few things. Maybe you can give me your opinion on them. So I think that the first thing is to mentally prepare. You know, like we're going to have it. We know that we're going to meet up with someone. We need to have an interaction with someone who's intimidating. We need to mentally prepare for that. You know, how are we going to present ourselves?
Yes, but I'm going to just put something in there to pause you here is, you know, we can prepare and prepare and prepare. It always turns out differently, doesn't it? You just have to acclimate yourself.
I think that, you know what I think that really works? And I know that it's a coaching tool, but role-playing, like, you know, sometimes...
Oh, good.
Yeah, role-playing would be a good thing. I think mentally preparing is just like having your mind set, like, okay, this is how it's played out in the past, and this is how I'd like it to play out. Sort of, this is the way I'm going to plan for it to play out. And then even get a friend or a coach or somebody to role-play what you plan to say. Right.
So before we go into that, because you and me are going to try that out here so people understand what we're talking about is, okay, we had intimidation, you created empowerment, struggle, more ease. Now, she also mentioned she can't speak honestly. How would we make that positive?
Right. So you know what I think that what happens is sometimes we feel we need to compete with the other person that we're intimidated. We need to compete with them and or try to be like them. And so that's where we mess up when we think that, you know, we need to be like them or compete with them. So if we would just now also sometimes we're also not focusing on the other person. Some if we focus on the other person and what they're feeling at the moment, maybe we could also bring calm to us. I think that empathy is, I know that's my favorite word, is empathy, because when we see somebody who's intimidated, it could intimidating us, they could be having stress, they could be nervous. They could be, you know, just coming across because they're having feelings about.
So if I say to you, and you're my coach, and I say, I can't speak honestly, how would you help me create the language that would help me in like three or four words?
Okay, so I can't speak honestly, meaning that if she does speak honestly, she feels like she would come across as, let's say, dumb or, you know, not capable, right?
So how would you, if you were in her shoes, how would you, what would you say to yourself instead of can't speak honestly?
So I would say, I would first be true to myself, you know, maybe I would be true to myself and tell, and to ask myself, is this true? Is this true? Is it true that I can't speak honestly? What would happen if I spoke honestly? Like, sort of opening it up.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is, I speak honestly.
I speak honestly, yeah.
Period. We're not going into therapy about this.
Yeah, but it's the fear that she has that, you know, that if she speaks honestly, she would be ashamed or she would be, she'd be wrong, you know? And so that's what's messing her up there in that, you know, in that feeling.
So now if I'm this person, I'm saying to myself, I feel empowered, I am at ease, and I speak honestly. So now when I go into the workplace, I'm coming to this person with a whole different way of being. Because in law of attraction, words are very, very powerful.
Yeah.
So notice I didn't go with your, to me it sounded a little therapeutic with the fear thing. I usually challenge my clients to just go with practical stuff. I mean, I don't feel that she's, on the surface she might be fearful, but just going from being intimidated to empowered, struggle to ease, because when I say words to myself,
yeah,
that's how I'm going to be. I don't have to dissect it.
I think that's...
No, I know you do it differently, but I do it this way.
Because I feel like once we understand what's going on, then we're able to accept it and say, okay, now I know what's going on. It's when we're foggy in our brain and we don't understand. But you're right. Taking action is the coaching way. We have to take action. And so
no, but I agree with you. Just to pause here. I just want people to understand, our audience, that there are so many different ways us as coaches use. We have different tools and techniques in our toolbox to use with each client. So what if this particular person doesn't go with what I want to do? Then we would go into what you were talking about.
Right, right.
I don't want to negate that at all.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's different styles. And one very important one was with the body confidence, because she mentioned something about the, you know, that she wanted to know if whether she had some body confidence that would help her get over this problem that she's having. And so I thought of power poses, you know.
Oh, yes. I love that. Tell me more. Okay. Power poses. Everybody write that down. It's a good thing. Power poses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
I'm doing my power pose right now.
Exactly.
And I'm sounding like a man.
Right. How interesting.
Okay, don't go there, Sharon.
All right.
Not on this call.
For later. So here's the thing. So by like, it's part of mentally preparing yourself is to say, okay, you know what? When I go into this meeting with this person who I'm usually intimidated by, I'm going to stand in a certain way that's going to give me strength. I'm going to, you know, maybe put my hands on my hips, or maybe I'm going to, you know, put my legs open as if I'm, you know, a pose of strength. And that in itself, it speaks without words to the other person that you're not intimidated. You cannot get me. I am going to speak my mind and I'm going to be equal with you. We are going to be on equal footing. It gives a message.
So not only do we have to do the language, we also have to do the physicality of it. And I think, you know, with body confidence, I mean, we're calling it body confidence. So body to me is anything physical.
Yeah.
We're not talking mind confidence, spiritual confidence, mental confidence. We're not saying that. We're saying body confidence. And right. I think the physicality, I mean, I'm just so enamored with everything you just said, is the physicality of it is something that maybe a lot of us forget.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's big, because when a person comes across as physically, you know, looking like they're firm in what they're saying and firm in their body position, like when they're, you know, they're holding themselves up in such a way, they're harder to intimidate. You know, it's easy to intimidate somebody who's slumped over or is not looking in, you know, not looking at you in the
well,
eye.
It's like the logo, the action heroes that we put a man and a woman, they have their fists on their hips. And so you see that and you're going,
right.
I can do anything, period.
Right. Exactly.
And that's even what if you're yeah, so- go ahead.
No, some people are just like soft spoken, and even if you're soft spoken, you come across firm. And you know, it's also like what I mentioned: not competing, not trying to compete with the other person, or think, or be like that other person. It's talking firmly from your heart. You know, this is how I feel. It, you know, if you're more of a soft spoken person. But when you speak from your heart of how you feel and you have that power pose, the whole package is, you know, it's harder to intimidate somebody like that because they know themselves and they're coming across as genuine. And I also learned a very funny thing, and I wonder what you think of it. I was researching a little bit and something came up. If they said to do something called comic visualization. Could you think
comic?
Of what? Comic visualization. So
cool.
I guess part of preparing yourself to, you know, to have an interaction with an intimidating person, they say to do comic visualization. And so I just want to present that to you, and maybe you could tell me.
I know the answer.
Tell. Do tell.
No, I want to hear what you're up to first, because we're coming towards the end of our show.
Okay.
So tell people how to contact you.
Okay, well, you can contact me on Sharon Shrieky. Email me at Sharon Shrieky, SharonShriqui at gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from all of you out there. We offer, Stephanie and I are offering free mini coaching sessions that really get to the heart of any issue that you might be having at the moment, and you'd be surprised what you can get done in 20 minutes. And it's a great offer for anybody out there who's interested. How about you, Steph?
Oh, that's perfect, Sharon. You could reach me at Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome, .com, and my 800 number is 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience. Both me and Sharon share who brings stories to our attention so that we can better reach you on the level that you want to be reached at. And Sharon, we went through a lot of stuff today, a lot of tools and techniques. So what would you want people, I mean, I really like the power poses, the physical poses, because that gives you, when you do that, it gives you an overall strength in any situation that you're in. So that's my takeaway. Now you take it away.
All right. Well, I think like mentally preparing, planning what you're going to say, finding somebody to role play conversation, like for sure, power posing, and talking firmly from the heart. also.
So Sharon, let me just pause you here, since we have more time than I thought, is if we role played, did you want to be the client or the coach? I'm cool with
either. I'll be the client. I'll be the client. I love to hear how you coach.
Okay. So would you be that woman who was intimidated by and struggling about talking up honestly?
Yes.
Can you visualize her?
Definitely.
Okay. So I'm going to call you Sharon.
Okay.
All right. And Sharon, just tell me what's getting in the way of you being so, talking honestly in front of this other person.
I would say, you know, this person, whenever they speak to me, they speak down to me, and it just reminds me of all my shortcomings, and I'm not as strong, or I'm not as experienced as this other, you know, as let's say, you know, this person is, and it just, I end up speaking quietly. I end up looking down. I can't look at this person in the face, and it's hurting my relationship with that person. And I need to interact with that person because that person works with me.
What I can suggest is you just gave me a lot of physical things that you do. You said I'm looking down. I'm crunched over.
Yeah.
So how could we, in our role play, because this is just between you and me, nobody's seeing us,
right?
How would you re-envision your body in a way that makes you feel better?
So I think that if I had to position myself, I would be, my hands would be on my hips, or my hands would be, let's say, crossed behind my back, my legs would be apart, so that it would show that I'm firmly on the ground, like I'm firm. Mm. That's what I would imagine would be a stronger pose. But
and how? What would you do with your facial expressions?
So, I think that I would look up if I wanted to portray the person. You look at the person in the eyes for sure, and that would probably, you know.
Okay, but so
if I was role playing this, I would say I can't do that. You know, let's say somebody's telling you, I would imagine.
Well, you're being the client right now, so
I'm being the client. So that client might say,
"You're the client.
I can't do it. I fall apart every time I see this person. They are so strong, and I feel like."
So what we do is in coaching, we practice that physicality. So are you in your living room right now? Where are you?
Yeah. Yes, I am in my bedroom.
Okay.
I'm in my bedroom.
That's a good place. Just don't go to sleep on me, okay? I appreciate that.
Okay.
So you said standing tall, grounded, with my feet apart. You said holding my arms by my waist. You said My facial expression is open and wanting to hear what the other person has to say. So can you practice that with me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so tell me what you're doing as you're doing it.
So my legs are firmly planted. My arms are
You're really doing this. I could hear a difference in the audio. Very good.
I am. What do you think? I'm not taking this seriously. This is very serious stuff.
It is serious. I'm firmly planted. Keep going. I won't interrupt.
I'm puffing out my chest so I can, you know, feel confident, you know, my chin is up. And in that pose, I feel strong. I really do.
Okay, so I'm going to be your partner right now, the woman that you're talking to. And I'm going to say something. You're in your pose?
Yes.
Okay. Sharon, you know what? I don't really agree with what you just put on the table.
Right. So then I say, I hear you. I hear you that doesn't sound, that might not sound like something that you would choose, but here is
here is my thought process, and this is how I came up with this, and how I really feel like this will be the best course of action.
Okay. Can you make a curtsy and a bow, please?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
That was a beautiful performance. My God. I'm going to put you on the stage.
I promise.
Did everybody in our audience hear the beautiful resonance of Sharon's voice and the confidence? And she, none of this bullshit of being intimidated, and she spoke with ease, and she spoke honestly and genuine. Please take another curtsy. People have to
thank you.
This.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, please.
here's the thing. So when you, even if you're faking it, when you do a power pose, it does feel, you feel more confident.
And there's no way out. You have to. That just happens naturally.
Even in a role play, when I took on that pose, I felt stronger. I felt like my words flowed more freely.
I couldn't get a word in edgewise. So with that said, this is great. So notice your language, your power poses, and when you have that opportunity to be with one of us or both of us, you can role play, and things change really quickly. So will I see you next week?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Adios, amiga.
Adios.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.